Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to TheReasonsWeSmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Today is episode number 407, and the show is about... That's right, today's show is about Ghostbusters, the Columbus Ghostbusters to be exact. They're here in the studio with me, and we have Jeff Tatarek, Brian Onofrio, and Jamie Knapp. Welcome, guys. How are you?
Very well.
Good. Very well, good.
Thanks so much for being with me. It's going to be a great show. Happy to have you. I imagine you guys get busy around Halloween.
Yes. Yeah, October is, generally speaking, our most busy month. Although I think there was that one time we had, you know, a little burst of activity in late December that one guy called us three times in one night. He was a real grouch about it, too.
Wow.
Yeah, he was real adamant about getting us out there. And it just...
Was it your mother-in-law or father-in-law? Or
some grouchy old man who kept... He got, like, different visitations through the night, but he didn't really want to... He was really stingy about, you know, the invoices we were trying to send him. But yeah, the next day, he paid up quite happily.
Really?
With a big tip.
Yeah, and a big goose, too.
So I noticed that your business card reads, "We're ready to believe you." And so was there an experience in your own lives that made each of you believe in ghosts or believe that you could ghost bust, so to speak? Okay,
actually done a real ghost hunt up at the Mansfield Penitentiary, and we re-recorded a bunch of those EVPs, the electronic voice phenomenons.
Yeah?
We went and sat in solitary for a couple hours and just turned a tape recorder on and started asking questions in the air, and I didn't believe it, and we played it back, and we got a lot of, like, careful.
Really?
And I'm like,
really?
Where'd that come from? Yeah.
And that's Brian speaking, by the way. I'm going to try to get you guys' voices with the names. So first one speaking was Jeff, and then Jamie hasn't said anything yet. Hey, Jamie, say hi.
Hi.
Okay, good. So that's Jamie's voice. All right. And if you want to watch us, by the way, we're streaming live on Ustream TV and TheReasonsWeSmile.com. And so if you want to listen or watch the podcast later, you can go to one of those and you'll find us. Also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. All right, so if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. And so what we have is the Ghostbusters. And I have, so like when you go ghostbusting, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to communicate or eliminate? Good question, huh? They're all looking at me like...
Communicate about eliminating ghosts. Mostly what we do is lend visibility to events, whether it be charity, non-profit events. We'll do parades as well, attend movie showings. I think just yesterday we were at the Mall at Tuttle Crossing for their annual Malloween event.
Oh.
And they have us out there, and they invited us back, and I was very happy about that.
Cool.
They just have us out there to, you know, hang around with the kids, pose for pictures, that sort of thing.
Okay. All right. So it's mostly promotional, kind of fun stuff that you do, bringing smiles to people's faces.
Like mm-hmm. The reasons, yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
Like The Reasons We Smile, kind of a name for a show.
Makes sense.
Works out that way.
Yeah, it's a great plug.
Yeah, how about that? So now, what equipment do you use, or when you went to that what did you call it, a ghost hunt? Ghost what?
We went on a ghost hunt, and basically the only thing we had were digital tape recorders.
Just a tape recorder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little $60 one you pick up at Best Buy.
Okay. Because I was wondering, I know your cars are all decorated. You have some things with you today that I assume are going to keep me in line. And it looks like if I put my finger in there, I'd get shocked or something. Where do you buy that stuff?
Every one of our props is handmade.
Okay. Do they work?
They're just for show. Okay. Some of them have lights, but they're just for show.
Right.
Now, your cars, and by the way, you have a website, right?
We're on Facebook.
Facebook?
At Columbus, Facebook.com/ColumbusGB. We've also got a Twitter account, @ColumbusGB. And, Brian, we've also got Instagram, right?
Yes, we have Columbus Ghostbusters on Instagram.
And so if people go there, they'll see your cars that are all decorated up, right?
They'll see pictures from the events, the cars.
And when you drive down the street, do you have all that stuff on your cars all the time, or is it something you take off?
All of us, we have a fleet of 5 Ghostbuster cars, and we drive them 24 hours.
Wow.
They're always decorated.
People, so you get lots of smile, people smile and honk.
Smile, wave, thumbs up. People do take pictures while they're driving of us. We don't condone that, but if you see us out in a parking lot, come say hi.
Okay. So if you're just joining us, this is The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kavicko. Today in the studio, we have the Columbus Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters! Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters!
That's kind of like the song on the ice cream truck, right? You guys have heard it over and over and over, huh?
Oh, yeah.
But you don't mind, right?
Well, no. Our cars even play it. So.
I wondered about that. Okay, so now, you're all 3 Ghostbusters, and that means you're not afraid of ghosts, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
I consider myself to be an optimistic skeptic. I really want to believe that ghosts are real and the supernatural is real, but I need a heck of a lot of empirical evidence before I will be totally convinced.
Okay. So I need to ask you a dental question. Are you afraid of the dentist?
Always. Depends on what kind of bill comes with it.
Well, let's say it were free. Would you like it then?
Sure.
Yes.
You would all like it if it were free?
Yes.
I've gotten over a lot of my fear of the dentist.
So you were kind of afraid. Would that be a fair statement?
Used to be. I did have one of the stereotypical bad root canals at one point.
That's Jeff. Had a bad root canal, Brian.
I had the dentist that when they would find the cavity would like to take the old metal hook and go, I think you got one right here,
right there,
and hit you with it, and you jump like 3 feet in the air, and that was, I was like, all right, I'm finding a new dentist. That's,
you know what, Brian, that's, I'm glad you said that, because when I can see a hole in a tooth, mm-hmm. I tell people up front, I'm not going to poke that because I can see there's a cavity there. The explorer is only for places that are healthy, and you don't know if there's decay till you put the little explorer there, and that won't hurt if it's that small. So good job by changing dentists, because you don't have to do that.
Yeah, there's no reason for that.
And then Jamie?
Well, I can't really say. My father-in-law is my dentist, so
you're not allowed to say if you're...
Maybe I shouldn't say.
That might get you in trouble there.
I could be in trouble.
The not saying is going to be worse than the saying, huh?
Exactly.
So, okay, so kind of afraid, but one used to be, one has a bad experience, and you're afraid to say. So
yes.
I'm going to go with kind of afraid on that one. Okay, well, anyway, no, that's pretty cool. I assume so. Now, the Ghostbuster movie, and I assume this is what got you guys interested in this, was it came out in 1984. How old were you guys in 1984?
I was 13 years
13.
Old.
13. Oh, okay. Very impressionable, actually, right?
Yes. Seeing as how I'm sitting here now in the full uniform with a car outside that's, and a proton pack in it, yes, it was very impressionable on me.
And Brian?
7.
7. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Jamie?
I was 8.
8. Okay. 7, 8, and 13. So
I'm old.
And my producer was 6. So, and I actually haven't done the math on how old I was. I really haven't. So when we come back, I'm going to ask you guys if any of those characters, Bill Murray played Dr. Peter Venkman, and Dan Aykroyd played Raymond Ray, PhD something, Raymond something.
Ray Stantz.
Stantz.
Okay, Stantz, PhD. Harold Ramis played Egon Spengler.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then later, Ernie Hudson played Winston Zeddemore, something like that. So when we come back, I'm going to ask you, which one you think you most relate to. But what we're going to do is we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. Every week we do a Dr. Kavitko question of the day so people can win free flowers from Vice Number Florist. You may want to remember that, as you would imagine, the Columbus Ghostbusters aren't afraid of ghosts, but they're kind of afraid of the dentist. Before we do the contest, though, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question is, as you would imagine, the Columbus Ghostbusters aren't afraid of ghosts, but they are kind of afraid of the dentist. Is that true or is that false? All right, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have the Columbus Ghostbusters in the studio with us. We have Jeff, Brian, Jamie. We also have four callers on the line. We have Sarah, Dan, Mary, and Tom. And I'm going to ask the Ghostbusters to pick a number between 1 and 4. I'm seeing, okay, tell me what number you guys agreed on.
3.
They all agreed on 3. That would be Mary. Hey, Mary, how are you?
Hi, I'm great, thanks.
Thank you for calling, first of all, and hey, do you have the answer?
Yes, I think that they are a little bit afraid of ghosts.
That's not surprising, is it? I think everybody is a little afraid of me and of dentists in general. So, Mary, what do you do for a living?
I'm a receptionist.
Okay. You receive people. How many people do you receive in a day?
Oh, maybe about 100.
Wow, okay. That's a big job. All right, we'll see. Hang on the line while we get the info to make sure you get those flowers from Vice Denver. And Sarah, Dan, and Tom, please call again next week, all right? Okay, let me hand that to my producer, and we'll get back to the Columbus Ghostbusters. So we talked about your Facebook page, and if somebody wants to hire you guys, are you willing to talk about, like, what it might cost, or you want to keep that a secret, or how would you like to...
Well, no job is too big for us, no fee is too big. We are non-profit, so we don't charge anything.
You don't?
We love to do this, so we'll come out if there's an event, a charity event, or whatever you might have, and just let us know, work out the details, and have a couple guys show up.
Interesting. Well, how'd you guys meet? Because obviously you have to be good friends because your schedules have to jibe somewhat to do this, right?
Right, we're all over the place in terms of what we're
geographical.
Able to do. Oh, yes, and definitely geographical as well.
Oh, really? Wow, so you have to come to... So, luckily you have those ghost-busting cars that you can all get
they
together.
They help, that's right.
Yeah, they kind of stick out in the crowd.
Yes, they do.
So, Jeff, what do you do as a day job?
I am... It's actually sort of an overnight job. I work maintenance for a distribution center for an online retailer.
Okay. And Brian?
I build cars in a major factory.
Build cars, okay. Awesome. And Jamie, what do you do?
I work at Nationwide Insurance.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. We have actually we had a winner from Nationwide Insurance, I think, last week. Oh, somebody cool. that called. It's a big place.
Yeah, there's a couple people who work.
Yeah, a couple
just
people.
A few.
Just to talk about the one downtown, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so you don't really go and scare away ghosts like some of us thought. Okay. But you probably are versed in ghosts, right? Because you get these questions all the time. Well versed?
Certainly, yes.
Yeah, so, we do.
Are there, okay, there are scary ghosts that, I'm sorry, they're like, yeah, they're angry ghosts that scare people, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've heard.
Yes.
And then there are, what, ghosts that seem to want to connect with a loved one.
Yes.
I guess
yes.
I would call those like longing ghosts. I long to connect with the,
yes.
the
yes.
people that are still here on Earth. Are there friendly ghosts like Casper?
In our experience, that's sort of the minority.
Really?
Yeah, most of the ones that, if someone's calling us in to take care of their problem, then it's probably a poltergeist. It's probably a class 5
full Roman vapor.
Yeah, a real nasty one, too.
Really? What'd you say, Brian?
A class 5 full Roman vapor. Real nasty ones.
Full roaming vapor.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Full torso apparitions, that sort of thing.
Wow. And I have no idea what you just said, but hopefully my listeners do.
If they know the movies, yes, they know
yes,
what they're talking
about.
Oh, okay. And speaking of the movies, I was going to get back to that. So, Jeff, how do you fancy yourself as one of the characters in the movie? Would you say you're Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, or Ernie Hudson?
I've always viewed myself as a mixture.
Bill Aykroyd?
I've got a bit of race stance in terms of, you know, his...
That's views, Dan Aykroyd's character.
Dan Aykroyd's character's views on the supernatural. A lot of Egon... Harold Ramis's character in terms of his scientific knowledge, but I think as far as like a physical persona that I put out to interact with people, it's definitely Bill Murray.
Peter okay, Griffin. Bill Murray. All right, and that's Jeff Tatarek. And what about Brian Onofrio?
I kind of take a mixture of all of them. This question kind of makes me a little excited because this reminds me of the time you tried to drill a hole through your head. Do you remember that, Jeff?
And that would have worked if you hadn't stopped me.
But that's just one of the things that I think I bring to this group is I'm pretty quick with the one-liners from the movie.
Okay.
Like we do, a haunted house, and they'll say, "Oh, you're not coming back," and I'll be like, "Oh, you're not taking us. You'll never take us alive."
And you stop people from drilling holes in their head.
Correct. Yes.
So that's good to have around, almost like the EMT service.
Just about.
And what about you, Jamie?
I think I try to embody all four. I just like everybody.
Okay, it's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Definitely.
So this basically, doing this brings a smile to your guys' faces, huh?
For sure.
Yes, it does.
Yes. Who's the most interested in having you there? Is it the people that are like our age that remember the movies when they came out, or the little kids?
I see kids point and say, Ghostbusters! But I think as far as photographs go, it's the parents who are dragging their kids over.
They're the most excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
In my experience, it's always been the dads, because the dads are always like, "Wow, look at the proton pack. That's cool." And the wives are like, come on. Come on.
Well, the dads want to see the equipment, and the wives want to get pictures with us.
Okay. Now, what, do you guys have your own children?
No.
No one has children?
No, actually, we've got four-legged children. That's
okay.
Yeah, that's what we, yeah.
Okay. So I wondered what it would be like to have your dad be a Ghostbuster. But we don't know yet.
We don't know.
Nope.
Okay, so let me think. Because it looks like we're getting close to time to go to a break, I think. Yes. So, we're here with the Columbus Ghostbusters. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. Thank you for joining me today. We do have to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko & Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko & Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko & Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588. or online at drkavitko.com.
You're seeing things running through your head. Who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kavicko. This is The Reasons We Smile, and we're talking to the Columbus Ghostbusters. And so we know that there is another movie in the works. It's going to be, is it going to be called Ghostbusters 4 or something? What will it be called?
It's simply going to be called Ghostbusters. It's going to be a full reboot. It's not going to have any connection, as far as we know, to the original two movies.
Really? What else do we know about it?
All new characters, a female cast.
Really?
Well.
Huh. Why would they do that?
I think some of us sitting here today are asking that same question constantly.
No, so tell me about the movie or what you know about it. When's it coming out? That sort of thing.
Yeah, it's coming out next year. They've already wrapped principal photography. So that's now all down to post-production and reshoots. Kristen Wiig, I'm blanking on some of the other names.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, I think I might have seen the trailer. Yeah. And, so you like the idea? You don't like the idea?
We've each got our own opinions on this.
Let's hear them.
I'll quickly throw mine out. I'm happy that there's another Ghostbusters film.
Okay.
I'm perfectly fine with a female cast, as long as Melissa McCarthy does not do the bumbling Chris Farley act that she's been into.
Okay.
I'm much more disappointed that it's a reboot.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're going to have to, do what Caitlyn Jenner did, right? If you want to keep doing your Ghostbusting thing.
No.
That would be interesting for you.
It would be very interesting for me. I wouldn't shame for it.
You are kind of frightened?
Yeah, I am kind of scared of that.
Brian, what about you?
I'm starting to slowly warm up to it, and I say slowly warm up to it. I have no problem with the female cast. I think these women are funny. Again, I hold kind of the similar view that as long as she's not acting, McCarthy's not acting like Chris Farley, I think it's going to be a great movie.
So you want it to be serious?
Funny
and serious.
She does good deadpan comedy.
Right.
Oh, okay, deadpan.
That was what I was looking for.
Okay.
But the thing about it that bothers me the most is the reboot. So everything is different. The packs are different. The uniforms are different. The car is different. The original cast does make cameos in this movie.
Okay.
Not as Ghostbusters, but as just... other things.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I know the last day of shooting was done at the original firehouse.
Oh, okay. That's neat.
So maybe that's where they end up at the end of the movie, kind of starting the franchise. At this point, it's really too early to tell.
And Jamie, what about you?
I am disappointed it's a reboot. I mean, okay. But I also own my own Ghostbuster uniform and whatnot. So
now you're gonna have to get another one, huh?
Yeah. But yeah, that's my only concern. I'm hoping it's going to be a good story. We're probably all going to be out there to watch it.
Right.
So we'll see what happens when it's released, and we can take a look at it.
Well, maybe you can get yourselves invited to the movie release, the screening.
Oh, there you go.
They know where to find us.
Yes, they do.
Do they? Okay.
Yes, we do.
They're on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay. And also, tell me, where is the next event you guys are doing? I know, Brian, you have to run, but it's not with a ghostbusting event, right?
No, I'm actually training to be a ski instructor up at Mad River Mountain, and we have a class I have to be to in about an hour, so I've got a good 53-minute sprint up 33.
Proof that we're live, live in the studio. And so where will the group of you be? Where is your next event or the next couple events? Do you know, if people want to come out and see you guys in person, so if they're listening now?
Well, this afternoon at 2 o'clock, we'll be at an autism trunk or treat. And then following that at between 5 and 7, we'll be at the Scaratorium.
Where's the trunk or treat first, if somebody wants to come by? Where is that? You have to type it into your GPS.
Yeah, I have to look at that.
It's the Autism Speaks Society of Central Ohio or something?
I think so. I believe they're the ones.
So they can type that in and try to find it. And then I interrupted you after the trunk or treat.
Yeah, then we'll be at the Scaratorium.
Where's
that?
We'll
be doing...
It's at Cleveland and 161.
Cleveland and 161. It's called a Scaratorium.
It's called a
haunted house. Yeah.
It's a haunted house. Okay.
And from 5 to 7, we will be there to... the Scaratorium does a lights-on tour for kids. The kids can go through the haunt with the lights are on. There's no actors inside the haunted house.
Oh, okay.
So they can go through and see everything. There'll be a tour guide who will show them what things will jump out, beforehand so well, they can see that and then decide if they're...
Does that mean if they want to go back later?
Yeah, so later when they do the actual haunted house part, the kids can go back if they want to and go through and have the real experience after seeing everything with, you know, with the lights on.
Oh, that's interesting. That's actually a pretty neat idea, to almost like training wheels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the tricycle before the bicycle and stuff like mm-hmm. that.
Yes, exactly.
That's neat. So tell me a little bit about... I don't know. You probably have some like interesting stories from these events that you've done. Jamie's laughing already.
Jeff, all do.
Okay, tell me your favorite or a couple favorite interesting stories.
Jeff. Like when I get asked if I do this for real.
Oh, okay.
As if you know these wooden props that I'm wearing on my back and are actually capable of firing out an energy beam and capturing ghosts and such.
And it wouldn't be so funny if it weren't the adults asking you that, right?
Oh, yeah. I do. It does worry me when people are absolutely convinced that I stepped right off the movie screen. I also get asked if I'm a storm chaser.
A storm chaser?
I get the Google Maps car with the car being decorated.
Oh, they ask you if you're the Google Maps car.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I've got that little scope on it.
You're not?
Last I checked, I'm not.
What about Jamie?
He's working for Bing.
I'll get random Facebook messages from my friends because a friend of theirs had seen my car and they've taken a picture and put it on Facebook. So they'll tag me in it later.
Oh, okay. So you're tagged in a message. You have no idea what it's about or what it's for, but you get tagged because mm-hmm. it's your car in there?
Yeah.
Your car has its own Facebook page or something?
Not yet. maybe we need to do that. Nope. But I'm one of the ones, not everyone lives in Columbus in the group. I do. So I get a lot of Columbus people seeing the car, so I can't really go anywhere bad because everyone knows I'm out there.
Now, have you ever thought, how do you trade in a car that has like a proton pack on it? Does that increase the value or decrease the value?
It definitely decreases the gas mileage.
Oh, yeah,
gas
it does. It's like a giant sail driving down the highway.
Yeah, everything on my cars, I think everything on all of our cars is removable.
Okay.
We can take it off in roughly half an hour. So.
Oh, no, mine's like six. That's why it stays decorated.
I see.
And that's good because after the new movie, you'll probably have to get different stuff, right?
I think we're gonna stay where
we're
we are.
Stay
because,
where you are.
Well, let's see because the Ghostbusters that we represent exist in a severed universe. As the new movie, so they will exist side by side with us.
I thought there might be something like that.
Now, one of the things about the new car, though, it kind of brings legitimacy to all of the current Ectos because a lot of people, nobody's going out and buying a 59. You know, Cadillac ambulance. So it actually, you're going to see when the new car, the way it's decorated, it actually makes sense that the Ghostbuster car could, in theory, be any car.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's neat.
Yeah, with a certain level of
even one
roughness to its build.
Even one that you might make? Because you make cars for a living. You can make your own car.
I don't think they're going to let me do that. This is definitely going to be an on-your-own-time project.
That's right, yeah.
So the good thing about this new movie with women cast is now wives can be Ghostbusters, too.
Well, actually, yes. My wife, her and I joined at the same time the Columbus group, and we have a couple other female members, but we
yep.
are always...
That's right. I remember seeing one of the women Ghostbusters at one of these events we mm-hmm. were at.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you all have wives?
Yes.
Yes.
And they're all happy with this side job?
Tolerant.
Tolerant
is a good word for it.
Because it's not really a job, as you were saying. It's you do it for free?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. It's the passion of it.
You know what? If they ever say anything, tell them at least it's free, because when like Dr. Kavicka goes golfing, it costs him money. That's what I do for fun.
Well, it costs us money to keep repairing stuff.
Oh.
And,
building. Okay. Well, then forget that. All right. Hey, it looks like we're out of time. Tell me really quickly how people can reach you again if they want to.
We're at facebook.com/ColumbusGB or on Twitter @ColumbusGB or on Instagram
@ColumbusGhostbusters.
Awesome. All right. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter @DrKavitko and visit my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kavitko and Associates, and like us. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Who you gonna call?
This is is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.